The furnace itself was actually built right at the toe of the swamp. So at one time, this was literally a swamp, this whole area. What they did to establish the furnace is they built it on a pad of cypress logs. So the furnace was, at the time, literally floating in the swamp on this big bed of cypress logs. The cypress logs are still down there. They're still supporting the furnace today. On the west side of the furnace, there's some ferns sticking out of the wall here. And those ferns are a purple cliffbrake fern. And they occur here in Furnace Town, right physically on the furnace. And it's the only location in this area. The next closest location in the state is out near Cumberland in western Maryland. These ferns need a very alkaline environment to grow. And they found a home here on the mortar between the bricks on the furnace. The mortar consists of a combination of sand and oyster shell, which is indicative to construction methods that you would see here on the eastern shore back at that time. So you can find it in western Maryland, where it has the alkaline soils it requires, and then it skips the entire state until it finds this little westerly side of the furnace here on the eastern shore, because those spores have found a place that they like. So in a way, the furnace itself is a habitat, which is kind of neat, and makes this fern extremely rare on the eastern shore. It may, in fact, be the only occurrence on the eastern shore in the state.